Red Film Radio, Far East Film Festival, Udine, Italy.
Red Film Radio, I'm Laura Della Corte, and today we are at the 25th edition of the Far East Film Festival with the director and the composer of Techno Brothers, A Way of Life, Watanabe Irobumi and Watanabe Yuji. How are you today?
Thank
you very much. I'm movie director Hirobumi Watanabe, and thank you very much for having me here for this radio talk today.
So my first question is that, you know, you are often one of the main characters, and in your films this can lead the viewer to think that there is like some kind of identification between man and character in many sense of, you know, the Watashi Soshetsu, the Japanese novels of the self. So how do you divide reality and fiction in that?
So desu, I
have to say that I usually think of myself as a movie director. So when I decide to be an actor, or I decide to, yes, I play a role, this just sort of an extension of my activity as a movie director. So it's not like I'm doing something particular, something special. What happens is, of course, I take care of the movie, I take care of the scenario, and my everyday life often becomes the base for the creative direction that then I'm going to take to make the story.
Can you tell us what's the greatest legacy and lesson that Tenga Daisuke and Imamura Shohei gave you?
Yes, I have to say that we could say that Tengen Daisuke is my movie master. And also when I entered the school, in the academic sector, the school I was attending had been built by Imamura Shohei. And I remember once listening to a talk by Imamura Shohei, who was talking about the reason why movies exist. And he said that the main point was to talk about stories of the life of human beings. And that really resonated with me, and I thought that that was very important. So in my case, in my movies, the biggest stance is to make movies that talk about the human beings' everyday life.
Yeah. You do, actually. And, well, in your Techno Brothers, I saw evident reference, you know, to John Landis' musical comedy Blues Brothers, you know. And, you know, they also Cowboys Go America by Aki Kaurismäki. But, you know, how did you get the idea of Techno Brothers, and how it was born, and the working creative process with your brother, Yuji?
Techno Brothers に関しましては、先ほど、
As you said, there are certainly names that somehow gave an inspiration for Techno Brothers, like the ones that you named already, like John Landis, Blues Brothers, Aki Kaurismäki. But I could say that there is also another big motive that is taken into consideration, especially for this movie. I think it was just a few years ago. In Japan, there was the German Kraftwerk that came to Shibuya to give a performance. And that time, I remember I was together with my brother, and we were really moved by by their performance. And I don't know, you might say that it was techno music. It wasn't really, but perhaps it was classified, it was categorized as classical music, but it was very modern. And so I thought that perhaps that could be the starting point for making a movie. So that's how it started.
So I think we have the last question, and I would like to ask you, you know, with Way of Life, we see you as a meticulous comedy craftsman. So how do you define yourself when you are in that film, Way of Life?
生きてるのは暇つぶし、ウェイオブライフという映画は完全なドキュメンタリー映画なんですね。
Yes, we can say that in Way of Life, that was exactly during the pandemic. So it's the everyday life of a movie director that has to stay home all the time. So from that point of view, we can say that it resembles what you named earlier on Shishosetsu, so the literature genre of novels that are about yourself. And it's sort of we could say it's a documentary. So from this point of view, Udine, and so in this way of life that is presented in Udine, it can be the Shishosetsu, a part of my production. While Techno Brothers is completely different because it doesn't take into consideration the philosophy of Shohei Imamura, and so Techno Brothers is just entertainment.
Yeah.
And so it was a new challenge for us, and we would like the viewers here to see it as an entertaining movie.
Thank you so much, Fred from Radio, Laura Della Corte. We're here with Watanabe Nobumi and his brother Watanabe Yuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.